Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center there, fabulous producer Matt Cotrillo somewhere, sending us notes, keeping us informed about all the goings-on. Traffic-wise, we're still fine around here. No gum-ups reported anywhere. We'll most likely gum up in front of the middle school in Danville in the half hour ahead, so be aware of that. But everybody else doing okay today. On the news line with us now, Megan Beck, president of the board of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. We know her as, I'm going to call her very successful Sunbury businesswoman, active community volunteer, been to many a River Festival organizational meetings with her, director at 1337 Holdings, LLC, which is a thriving property company in and around Sunbury. Good morning, Megan. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
I do appreciate all you do. Thanks for helping to push our region forward in a wide range of ways. We really appreciate that. Let's get an update on the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. Partnership with Marywood University certainly is the latest. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's extraordinarily exciting. It was a couple years in the making, and you know, we had spoken with other institutions, and it when we spoke with Marywood, we were just so excited that they shared our vision. You know, it's not an easy thing to ask, you know, ask the university to come in, help us to get launched, and then to walk away, basically. So we appreciate them being willing to do this with us.
Well, and let's talk about Marywood for just 30 seconds here. Everybody knows somebody who went there, got at least an upper degree, and lots of folks went to that school. It's kind of the go-to place for a lot of folks who really want great academics and to advance a degree and to make sure that they're getting sort of the right, most timeliest information. Just a great school, very accessible.
Right, they have an amazing reputation, and that's part of why we went to them as well. We want to have that same reputation, you know, that standard of excellence, and you know, that's the best way to create a solid foundation is to have them involved with us. And we, you know, like I said, we really appreciate they're willing to do that. Their culture was amazing when we visited them. You know, it's so hard to explain, but everything was so welcoming there, and just top notch in every way. So.
Are you thinking about getting your master's now?
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, I was going to say. But, that's the kind of inspiration you get. I know I kind of feel that way when I go to Bucknell or Susquehanna around here. I think, well, you know, how bad could an upper degree be? You know, it could help. All right, so the community college now has this partnership, and this partnership with Marywood. How will Marywood help?
So in education, there's what they call accreditation. We Middle States Commission for Accreditation has created these standards of excellence, and Marywood has those, and they allow universities, they basically make sure that a degree is worthwhile, you know, that, you know, you're not, you know, it's not apples and oranges when you're going to different places per se. And so Marywood's accreditation will allow us to provide accredited classes on day one, and then those credits will transfer to other four-year institutions. So not every student going to a community college will need that, but, you know, that is a huge feather in our cap to get launched. And we want to reassure people in the community that, you know, we're not doing something fly by night. We're just not throwing out classes without any standards, you know, that, you know, they can really go to a class and have what they've achieved be respected.
So they'll help step off with an established or certifiable curricula, an instructor mm-hmm. who's qualified, and then a sort of a synopsis. What do they call it at the beginning of the classes? Well, must be set up in a sequence with the right number of classes and labs and so on, so that it's all fully credible. I guess it'll be credible.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And if we wouldn't have that accreditation, wouldn't be that the students wouldn't learn. They would, of course, learn a lot of great things, but the accreditation shows that we can then have articulation agreements with other universities, so that, like, let's say someone would go 2 years to our local community college, they could then transfer into Bucknell and have most of those classes transfer directly, like the general education classes. They wouldn't have to retake at a four-year university. All of that would be savings for them, you know, that their first 2 years, they wouldn't have to pay that really high level of cost, but then at two-year completion at the community college, they could then transfer into a four-year university with that 2 years' worth of savings.
All right, so it's real college-level classes, not just high school extended or something along that line. Why is that so necessary? Why is a local community college? We have a bunch of affiliate schools around the region. Explain why the community college is ideal.
Well, while there's a lot of sort of piecemeal opportunities around our region, most of those either are not accredited or require people to travel a long distance, an hour over an hour, to complete that. And whenever you've got students who are, you know, they're trying to raise a family, they're trying to maintain a household, and trying to get this degree, it's just oftentimes too much. And then you end up with non-completers. So you have these people who have tried to, you know, improve their lives, but maybe might not have been able to. So if we have our own community college in our region, we could have that opportunity within a 30-minute drive of everyone within the four counties.
All right, so you're going to save on driving. What about the fact that the affiliates have some classes in here? Now, they're not a local community college, but you can attend some local classes. Why is this critical that we have a local community college?
Well, it's partially for that. We want people to be completers, you know, people to be able to finish a degree. So I think that is a critical piece of it. And what we want to do as well is have an institution which, you know, is at the center of that, rather than some piecemeal programs. We do have some programs out there that are non-accredited that can help people get to careers. But to really have an organization with a faith that is their main mission to provide this education. We have other institutions out there who provide education and are trying to provide these additional classes. But they don't necessarily, they're not accredited, and so that education can't be taken on to other institutions. And what the community college would have, like we talked about, is that accreditation, which would allow them to take that education and take it further if they so chose. And like I said, a faith within the region, which would, you know, bring all those classes together. What you see in other counties that are doing this, or communities that are doing this, there's a huge economic benefit. We've just had an economic study done a couple months ago, which shows that over the first 10 years, it would bring $78 million in economic growth to our region. And the reason for that is because it's connecting people looking to improve their lives and improve their household income to these employers that need employees. There's a mismatch right now in our region. We're showing 7,800 high-priority jobs that are going unfilled every year in our workforce development region, and a community college could be that link to get people transition into careers, supporting their families with good-paying jobs. There's so many great reasons.
Right. Well, and we just talked about the skills gap with the Chamber of Commerce, and I noticed the Chamber was the backdrop for your news conference when you were over at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, I should say. And that is no coincidence that you chose there. I mean, they're talking about the skills gap all the time, and here's one group trying to fill that gap.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we need an economic driver in our region, and, you know, I would challenge someone to find another opportunity that can provide the same benefits as a community college. You know, that's why I'm so passionate about it. I'm a small business person, but, you know, I can just see, you know, what other way can we bring this opportunity to our region.
Now, there is a price tag for this payoff of $78 million over 2 years, $1.2 million annually from Snyder Union, Northumberland, Montour counties. Now that you have sort of the payoff that's almost guaranteed and you have the accreditation that you'll need, any change in some of the reluctance to come up with the funding that's necessary to keep this going?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is... It's maybe surprising, maybe not, but there's more resistance at the governmental level with concerns about that than there is at the level of individuals. So when we talk with people and we say, you know, this is going to be an average of $1.14 per household per month across the region, or less than $14 a year, people are, you know, pleasantly surprised. They're like, really, that's all it is? You know, it isn't a lot for what you get out of it. I also, if there's people out there that, you know, have ever worked for grants, I know you've worked in nonprofits and stuff, and you've seen the challenges of trying to get grants and fighting for bringing funds to our region rather than seeing funds leaving our region in the sense of taxes. This is one way we can help keep taxes in our region. So when we put a dollar towards this, the state matches it with a dollar, and then the student pays the third dollar of the tuition. I mean, this is a gross simplification, but, you know, if our counties put up that dollar, the state, upon approval of the college being created, will then match that dollar. So we're bringing every dollar that they commit is being matched immediately, and as students join that, then they are bringing funds to that puzzle as well. So that's a piece of the economic growth and a way to keep those taxes in our region.
All right, so it would be, but the counties, would they have to raise taxes to do this? I mean, you'd need hundreds of thousands of dollars from Northumberland County and from the other counties.
Yes, so it would involve taxes. It doesn't require a tax increase. It could be, you know, you would cut other programming potentially, it could be done as an educational tax as well, so it can be outside the mills that are currently being accrued. But whenever I look at other opportunities out there, other things that we're putting our taxes towards, this is one of the few that actually has a return on investment. You know, so many times it's about taxes just to put out fires, where this one's where we can really build our economy. You know, that's such a different ballgame in my eyes. Is, you know, if I can put, you know, $14 towards improving our region, I'm all for it, and almost every single person we've talked to feels the same way.
Well, I'm a Northumberland County taxpayer, and the number of times I've heard the phrase "a slight tax increase to pay off debt" irritates the heck out of me. You know, paying last year's light bill with tomorrow's taxes always seems bad. Right. Okay, so tell us, if once fully operational, let's look ahead to 2025. Set the scene. What does this community college look like? Where are the classes? What's happening? Who's being taught? What's the footprint of this? Where are you located? Give us a glance at that.
Okay. Well, 2025, as far as that might seem right now, isn't that far out. It isn't a short process. This is a longer process to get there. So we'll probably only have been open about a year and a half to 2 years at that point. So we will still be just getting going at that point, I would say. And what you would see is, you know, we have an administration pulled together. We would have, 2 years of curriculum out there, our first classes, both accredited classes, and then probably just some workforce development or certificate classes as well, providing some technical training. We are going to, at that point, we would be working on relationships with articulation agreements with many universities. We would be working with relationships to other educational institutions in our region. For instance, we've met with the career and technical centers around the region in the hopes that we can partner with them to get technical curriculum launched more quickly, so those direct-to-career programs as quickly as possible. But some of those have a huge investment, and we recognize that's one of the largest areas of need. So,
all right, well, lots more to say about this. We will be checking in back in with from time to time with you and Lanier and make sure that we have great updates on this and get more of these questions answered. If folks have questions for you or wish to contact you, what's the best way to do so?
The best way is to reach out to look at our website, newcommunitycollege.org, and also we have a Facebook page, New Community College for Susquehanna Valley. So definitely check us out there for information and to reach out to us.
All right. Well, thank you so much. So glad that you're working hard on this. I know you make big things happen around here, so I have no doubt that I'll be getting my master's degree starting at a local community college in the years ahead. So thank you so much, Megan. Thank you very much for checking in.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That is Megan Beck, president of the board of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project, sort of parenthetically, the local effort to base a community college in Snyder Union, Northumberland, Montour County. They just announced their accreditation partnership with Marywood University and talked about the big investment that it would pay off around here. They'll seek funding from county commissioners and hope to start up in the years ahead.